From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Google has moved its Chinese search engine to Hong Kong. That's according to an announcement posted on its website today. Other parts of Google's Chinese operation, engineering, and sales offices will remain in mainland China. The move resolves more than 2 months of tussle between Google and the Chinese government over censorship in search. NPR's Laura Seidel is joining us to report the story from San Francisco. And Laura, again, remind us what Google's problem was with the Chinese.
Well, Robert, as you said, a little over 2 months ago, there was a cyber attack against Google. And Google was never able to pinpoint the Chinese government, but it came out of China and it targeted specifically email accounts of human rights activists who were involved with issues like Taiwan and Tibet, things that the Chinese have historically been extremely worried about. So Google immediately said they were really concerned about this, and they said they might stop censoring their results in China. Google has been censoring the results in China, I guess, for about 4 years. And they did it thinking it would be better to be in China and give people some tools there rather than none. But this attack, I was told by people inside Google that they felt it was so heinous and so awful that it just made them change their minds about the whole situation there.
They're not pulling out of China. They're still going to be doing business in China, but they're moving their Chinese language search to Hong Kong, where they already have a search engine that uses the traditional, more complex Chinese characters that are still used in Hong Kong and Taiwan. And now they're going to have one that uses the simplified characters that people in the People's Republic of China use elsewhere.
That's right. So it's going to be geared towards people there. And essentially, when people do searches from the mainland, it will be directed to servers there. And what that means is they're going to stop censoring them. So the servers will be out of reach of the Chinese mainland government. And even though Hong Kong is now part of mainland China, the Chinese have pretty much left it alone in terms of censorship. Mostly, I think, because Hong Kong is such an economic success, they don't really want to tamper with it in any way.
So this move depends on China, Beijing continuing to respect those autonomous features of Hong Kong, and Google assumes that they will not be tampered with here, you're saying.
Well, no, I guess I should put it this way. Google assumes, right, that the servers won't be tampered with there, but that isn't necessarily going to stop the Chinese government from doing something to block results.
Uh-huh.
So if people go and search using this new engine, they may in fact discover ultimately that it's blocked in some way. So that's possible.
How big a slice of Google's business is in China?
You know, it's actually a pretty small part. I mean, Google is a company that's got more than $26 billion in global revenues. So this was a pretty small slice. Still, we're talking about a potentially huge future market, and they had about 33% of the market there, which was behind the leading company, which is a Chinese company, and that's called Baidu. But, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not going to hurt them. Still, a lot of people are going to think, how could Google possibly pull out of China? We're talking right now, there's 400 million people on the internet in China. That's a lot of people. And so to pull out means potentially, or they're not exactly pulling out, but to risk their business relationship there, many people will not necessarily see as a smart business move.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Laura Seidel in San Francisco on Google's announcement that it's moving its Chinese search engine to Hong Kong.